Homeless are often perceived as lazy, not wanting to work, and aren't doing enough to find a job. But there are other conditions that impact their circumstances. Can you explain, Marcy, on the barriers faced by the homeless in their job search despite the current employee shortage that we hear about in the news every day?
The individuals that we're working with that are experiencing homelessness often have complex barriers that can include not having proper identification, which can include a birth certificate, a driver's license, those basic things that you need when you go to apply for a job, as well as background check issues and concerns. And sometimes it's a matter of us helping to advocate or us just working with employers to understand what background issues are a problem for that employer, because we certainly don't want to set people up to go to interviews where they don't have a chance because of something like that. Some of our neighbors have health challenges, a lack of clean clothing, or transportation obstacles.
So upon a person finding work, they have income coming in. What are some of the other situations and circumstances that he or she now has to face once they have secured employment?
Until they have that steady income, they may still be experiencing homelessness. And so Horizon House is a place where they can shower, they can have access to appropriate work clothing, and we can provide bus passes that give them that transportation resource until they're able to fund that on their own.
I understand Horizon House has a job readiness workshop to assist in employment for the homeless. What do participants in the workshop learn?
Our job readiness workshops offer a variety of training, information, coaching, and encouragement. And that includes setting them up with the hope of sharing stories of individuals that have been successful in gaining employment, working on some of those job readiness soft skills that help them when they go into the employer environment. What is it going to take for them to fit? So some coaching, encouragement, as well as opportunities to connect with maybe job training that helps them be better ready to be a good employee for certain positions that they are very interested in. We also try to inspire in them a hope to go for what we would call gainful employment. So that living wage that will really help them to improve their circumstances, jobs where they can move up, jobs that have a wage that would actually allow them to afford an apartment. We also often do follow along where we're checking in with them, and it's a place for them to process if they are encountering a situation and they need someone to encourage them or talk them through. What do I need to do? This came up at work. And that really helps them to stay employed, make that 90 days and beyond. We also have some individuals who have been long-term with employers, seen promotions, and they're always excited to connect back with our employment coordinator and share those opportunities and what they're doing now.
Thank you for your information today.
Yes, and thank you. I've really enjoyed talking to you this morning.